Hi, welcome to Happy Health Chat. This is Kezia Hall, and I'm joined with Laura Agar-Wilson, and we are holistic health coaches who run this podcast to help you just be as healthy and happy as can be, really. We talk about cake, health, lifestyle, a bit of fashion and parenting thrown in there, and today is going to be a brilliant festive episode.
Yes, so hello, I'm Laura. We did talk about the last podcast, we were talking all about weight loss, but we decided that with it being kind of December, weight loss is probably, or it shouldn't be, I hope, to most on most people's minds at this time of year, worrying too much about it, because I think it's obviously more of a concern when we come to January. So we're going to save part two of the weight loss podcast for when we're back in January. But for this episode, as Kezia has just said, we thought we'd kind of look at staying healthy over the festive season and what that kind of means to us, and some things that you can kind of take away and have a think about as well. Because I was just saying, and before we get into the topic, because we'll do a few updates, I was just saying that Christmas can be quite an interesting, well, challenging time, I think, for some of us.
Yeah.
When it comes to kind of managing food and things and our relationship with food. But before we go into that, Kezia, what have you been up to since the last podcast?
Well, I know it feels like a long time since our last podcast, but it probably hasn't been all that long at all. There's been quite a few exciting developments, actually. I released my first ebook last week.
Yeah.
So that was fun. That's it's called Flourish, Discover a Slim and Healthy You. And that was really based out of, I run a online coaching group called Flourish. And after a couple of people just asked me if they could get the resources from that to do, because they'd missed the beginning of the other course. And so I just set about writing a ebook on it. And I call it an ebook and a virtual coaching bundle, because it's the book. And then there's also a lot of different resources and coaching things and kind of workbooks and all that sort of stuff. So that was really fun to finally get out there. It's all those creative things are always a bit difficult sometimes, because you're like, when do I do it? Is it ready? And
yeah.
But that was really fun, and I have been, oh, I'm doing a little, as part of that, a little free, I call it a Flourish Festive Blast for the first 10 days of December. That's kind of a lot about what we're talking about today, actually, of just staying healthy in the festive season and feeling fabulous in the whole sense of the word. Because, you know, as we'll go on to talk about later, we can sometimes just let our own self-care and everything go a bit mental at Christmas.
Yeah.
And you can wake up on January 1st being like, I feel like a beached whale covered in tinsel.
Yeah.
And that doesn't necessarily need to be the case. So that's been exciting. And I was just telling Laura that I've also bought my Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even December yet when we're recording this. So as you can tell, I am rather excited about the festive season.
Absolutely, as am I.
Yeah, which has been fun. But I think that's probably all the things that have been happening, I think.
Cool.
The last couple of weeks. But it's been fun. I've been enjoying it. I've been enjoying the darker nights as time's gone on, and cozying up with chai lattes and seasonal mugs. That has been very exciting at Costa and Starbucks.
Yes, I know. It's one of those kind of like magnificent marketing things, isn't it?
That,
just the fact that you paint, you know, the cups red kind of makes you want it more. Why does it work like that?
I know. It's a genius marketing, because I would be like, oh, I can get a snowman on my cup. I didn't want a cup of tea before, but now I do.
Yeah.
And it is a genius marketing thing. But what about you, Laura? What's been going on with you the last few weeks?
Well, I mean, I'm sure if anyone reads my blog, they would have seen it all over that. But the last time we were talking in the podcast, my baby boy was just about going through his heart surgery the following week. So he's had the surgery and he's fine. He's done absolutely great.
Yay.
As far as things could go, they went fantastic. You know, we're just kind of, you know, he was out within 6 days, which is just amazing, considering he's such a little baby. So that's just been kind of amazing. And it was almost like him being reborn. And that sounds kind of weird, but because, you know, bringing him home from the hospital, it was like, this is over with now, you know. I mean, he's got checkups and things, but we knew that this hurdle was over. And it was funny, you know, he's only just getting into newborn size clothes now, so he is almost like just kind of like a brand new baby. And with a lot of things, we had to kind of start again, so like his routines and things were all off. So it was really like starting again with him, but it's been great. After a rough first couple of days, it's been, you know, really settled and found our way, really. And what we found with Finley is that he just needs a lot of cuddles. and that's fine. And I think, I mean, it's maybe this will be an interesting topic to talk about at some point, because I know there's probably a lot of other women like me who are, you know, who maybe are pregnant or who are wanting to get pregnant in the next few years. And I think when you're quite used to being quite productive, quite focused and things, it really is a massive adjustment when you have a child. I mean, at the end of the day, I knew, you know, when I got pregnant, you know, life is not going to be the same. But really, there's nothing anyone can say to you that will prepare you for what is to come. It's wonderful. It's both wonderful and scary and at the same time. So kind of as someone who runs their own business as well, who was used to, you know, being very productive and, you know, it has taken a little bit of getting used to and everything. But what I found is that you just have to let go a lot. You know, prioritise what you can. But, you know, at the end of the day, stuff that doesn't get done, it's not the end of the world. You know, at the end of the day, things will pick, you know, you can pick things up later on. You know, you do the things that are important now, because, you know, your baby's never going to be this small again. And you're never going to get these days back. And that's kind of the attitude I've had. So what I'll be kind of saying on the blog next month is that I'm probably going to take, you know, dial things back a bit for December. I mean, I'm saying this now, you know, I'll probably end up still posting this as much, but the plan is to kind of just, you know, kind of dial things back a little bit for December and really just, because December's my favourite month ever and it's Christmas and, you know, and just kind of, and, you know, take things a bit easier and just really, like, anything that's not really essential is, you know, just let that go. So yes, and then obviously 2015 is a brand new year and everything like that. So I know, you know, and we'll be back again in the new year with lots of podcasts kind of talking about, you know, because I know that's when people get more focused on things and everything as well. So yes, all kind of baby focused for me, but I'm quite happy as well, because I mean, I have been on my own weight loss journey and that's going quite well, kind of having to, obviously breastfeeding is really, really good for that. But without having to try too much, I'm kind of losing weight in a nice, consistent way. So I'm really glad, because it's always one of those things, I think, until I know the kind of things that I talk about with my clients and the things I put on the blog, but sometimes it's like, it's good to know that the things that I talk about actually work in practice, which I knew that always did.
Yes.
But kind of for me, it's like, actually, I do know what I'm talking about. which again, you know, it's kind of just that little bit of reassurance that, you know, things are working for yourself personally as well as for your clients and things. So,
No, it's true. And it has. You've had quite a busy and full kind of couple of months, really, I think.
Yeah.
I think having a bit of a more simple December probably
is
a really good plan. I'm kind of the same. I've not had a baby, but still, I love December, and it is just making time that way so that you stay healthy.
I think actually in a way it's quite a nice time to just kind of relax and kind of reset, because I think especially for, you know, January for everyone, I think for most people it's kind of like quite a, you know, a busy month and so far as, you know, people want to kind of start new projects and get new things going, and there's that kind of vibe, isn't there, about the new year that's very kind of, you know, about kind of getting things done and setting your goals and, you know, and getting built up for that. So I think December's really nice just to actually give yourself some time to relax and just so that you're ready, that you can actually give the things that you want to achieve in January the best kind of, you know, crack of the whip kind of thing, really.
Yeah. No, I think you're right. I think it's really important. And rest is such an important part of the circle of all the things that contribute to health. I think that's something that if you are quite a self-motivated person or you do run your own business, then feeding that in can sometimes be easier said than done.
Yeah. Well, I think I found not you know, a reasonable balance, because I still have, I mean, actually, surprisingly, I finished, I mean, just kind of on the update side of things, you know, I finished the recipe book that I was working on. So I've just seen kind of that's due out on apparently the 2nd of March next year. That's going to be
brilliant.
So that's really exciting. So, you know, when I think about it, you know, I finished off a lot of that work when Finley had arrived, and I've still been doing bits and bobs, but I think it's just kind of how, you know, like I say, I think it's probably a podcast in itself, really, to talk about.
We should
make a note of it. We'll write that down.
On
our list, yes. And as usual, I do have Finley with us, so if he does make a noise, I apologise. But he should be nice and...
Oh, he's looking very cute and snuggled up.
He is. I've got him in the wrap, because as I've been putting on the blog, that's the only way I get anything done, is when he's asleep and kind of strapped to me. So he's in quite a nice little bit of sleep there, so fingers crossed he'll stay nice and chilled out. Which, if anything, you'll just hear a nice kind of like,
yeah, nice gurgle.
Yes,
in the background.
Yes.
Truly fun. So, today we're talking about staying healthy in the festive season. And like Laura mentioned before about it, I think we were chatting just before we started recording that Christmas really does sort of expose a lot of the time our relationship with food and can, really just to show the sort of beliefs we have about it and what we feel about it. And also, I was also saying, for so many of us, Christmas can be a bit of a stressful time as well in terms of family dynamics, cooking for a million people, spent like figuring out budgets to buy presents for billions and millions of people and work and stuff winding up and parties. And so today we just wanted to kind of have a look at what sort of staying healthy in this sort of a festive fun season looks like for us, and a bit about that whole idea of what is our relationship with food, and and really kind of help you hopefully by the end of it to kind of just be a bit more aware, I suppose, of your own approach and attitude towards food. Because what would you say, Laura, in terms of staying healthy in the festive season, what does that look like for you, or what are you most aware of?
I think, I mean, certainly in Christmases in the past, I think I talked about in the last podcast, but there's, I think if you've got any of the all or nothing kind of attitude, I think Christmas can be quite stressful because there's that temptation. I mean, we were saying just before we started recording that Christmas is kind of, it's almost the one day of the year when binging is kind of acceptable, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And it is kind of a bit weird. You know that all of a sudden it's like, you can, eat like, 10 mince pies and a massive Christmas dinner and stuff and be absolutely stuffed. And I think a lot of us kind of struggle with that. And again, I think if you've got the all or nothing thing going on, the temptation is to go a bit nuts at Christmas. And the end of the day, I mean, the way I think of it is, the fact is, it is Christmas, it is the holidays, and they are to be enjoyed. And I think, I mean, I always think that food is something to be enjoyed anyway. So, really, I think having a healthy Christmas is actually about having a healthy relationship with food throughout the year anyway, so that you get to Christmas and it's not about kind of, it's not about going, right, all these foods that I haven't allowed myself all year, I can finally have them, then you go crazy. So I think it's kind of using that balance. But obviously, we're here at the beginning of December now. So I think it's just about, for a start, I mean, I think this time of year as well, people can get quite poor, can come out with quite a lot of illnesses just because of the downtime.
That's true.
And I think when you kind of give yourself that allowance to relax, a lot of the time, you can kind of catch up, pick up colds and things. I mean, I think the best way to approach it, the way that I've done it in past years, is to try and keep my routines going. So in the past, I tried to keep going to the gym, tried to keep exercising. Perhaps even if it wasn't kind of doing like big gym sessions, it might have been going out for walks, going out for a run, just kind of keeping active. If we get kind of snow, I mean, just walking in the snow, I think is really quite a good workout. If we get that kind of thing, but generally just trying to keep up with some routines and things. When it comes to food, I think it is just about, I mean, what I've always done is said, what are the kind of, is there a few kind of like more richer foods that I really fancy? And then getting those and not kind of, going out and getting, more and more and more food. So for me, it's things that kind of focus on the things that I really love rather than just, well, I think there's always that temptation. There might be like a tin of roses sat next year, at your parents or something on Christmas, and you find yourself kind of reaching at the tin and going for like, the rubbishy ones that you don't really like. And
it's that kind of strawberry creams.
Yeah, and it's rubbish. That kind of. Well, my husband loves those ones. He was
picking, does he?
Yeah. Well, we just had a party at the weekend for Finley kind of operation. There was a tin of roses going around, I have to admit. But I say again, I kind of chose the ones that I like, which are the ones with the hazelnuts in.
Yes. Yeah.
So,
no, I'm all about
of, so I think it's just kind of that sounds so bad. Yeah.
That sounds bad, doesn't it?
So, a nice bit of innuendo there for our listeners. Now everything we say is going to sound mucky, isn't it?
I know it is. We're not going to. It's going to be like we'll have to censor it all.
Yes.
Oh well. I know everyone will be over 18 listeners.
Yes, I'm sure.
So it's fine.
Oh yeah, I'm just going to pause it because, as I said, I've got someone coming to deliver something, so I'm going to let Kezia chat about what she about her approach to Christmas. So yes.
No, brilliant. Yeah, no, I think what Laura, you were saying was really, really good about the whole keeping active and keeping your routines going, because I would be the same. I find definitely at Christmas, just getting a bit of time out, actually, to just time to myself away from the family to either go for a walk or go for a run. Or I also use YouTube a lot for really quick kind of workouts, whether it be Pilates or whatever it is. And my focus for that isn't like about burning calories at all. It's really for my own sense of well-being, feeling really amazing. Cause just the endorphins that you release in that, actually, I just think are really, really good. So I think I love Laura's point about that, keeping active, is I just really try to make sure I do something every day that is getting active and just releasing all those happy hormones in the body, because sometimes when you're with your family, you need all the happy hormones you can get. And then I think the whole thing about, I loved what Laura was saying about eating the foods that you enjoy. And I think Christmas is a real time for celebrating. And I was talking about this the other day with some of my clients. And what I sometimes do is I either make a mental list or a physical list of like I call it an indulgence list. So of like the top three things that I just love.
Such a good idea, yeah.
Because otherwise you're at parties and you end up eating Twiglets and you don't really like Twiglets.
That's the thing with like the boxes of chocolates, isn't it? Kind of, yeah. Like the crappy ones and stuff. And I just think it makes so much sense, yeah.
And you just mindlessly, whereas I actually, it doesn't need to take very long, but I'll just spend and be like, whatever. And you can do this with lots of things, before you go on holiday, birthday parties, you know, whatever it is, weddings, you can just think about the circumstances. So I always think, okay, what things would Christmas not be the same without? And for me, that's like mince pies, Christmas cake and brandy butter. Like, I just love all those things. Mm-hmm. And so I make sure I have them, but I don't waste my, like, I don't like Twiglets, so I don't ever waste my time eating them. And I don't really like, there's lots of things I'm not that bothered, I'm not bothered about milk chocolate, really. You know, so it is, I think that really, really helps. And I think what Laura was saying about the whole, like, being healthy all year round and kind of having a growing awareness of what you're eating and the impact it's going to have on your body, the foods that you can eat, how it's going to impact your body, just developing that awareness. And in both ways as well, because I think sometimes if you're into healthiness, you can end up being too healthy. Mm-hmm. And then you start to be fearful of, like, well, this mince pie is filled with so much sugar and refined flours. And actually, that's not good for your health either. And actually, just like you were saying before, Laura, about just letting go, really, of being like, I'm not going to eat 12 of them, but I am going to eat this one, and it's going to do my body good because I'm celebrating. And
it's kind of that thing with, it's like soul food, isn't it? So it's, I think it's that thing where there's lots of foods that are good for our body, but sometimes you just need just a little bit. And a lot of the food that is good for your body is good for your soul and makes you happy as well, but sometimes you just need a little bit of what you fancy. And I think, it is a difficult thing when you're very mature and nothing to get your head around, but I always think working towards that is something that is so worthwhile to keep on doing that. And I mean, I love that idea that you had there about having like an indulge list. I think that's a really, really good way of thinking about it. But I think something that I try and do as well, especially over Christmas, is just kind of remind myself which really healthy seasonal foods I love as well, because I think sometimes it's easy to kind of just be blinded by like all of the, you know, the more processed kind of stuff, and you know, turkey, you know, of potatoes that are cooked well, you know, sprouts, I mean, my God, Brussels sprouts. I love Brussels sprouts.
Me too. I love them. When they're roasted.
Well, yes, when they're roasted. I mean, when
not when they're boiled.
No, when they're roasted. I mean, there's a lovely, so I made them once and just like kind of like shredded them and stir fried them with maple syrup and a bit of soy sauce and some like pecans and cranberries in. Oh my God, so good. So there's like, you know, so thinking about kind of the healthy stuff that you can't have. I mean, again, you know, nuts are really big at Christmas and things. You can just, you know, kind of snack on nuts. You know, some of the lovely kind of Christmas, you know, fruits and things. There's loads of like really healthy things. Parsnip chips.
Oh yes, parsnip chips. Yeah, they are really good.
Love them.
Beetroot crisps. Yeah, they're always good. Yeah. You can make quite easy.
Yeah, so there's loads of kind of. So thinking about the healthy stuff that you do like as well can sometimes just help with that balance thing, because you know Christmas is a time of indulgence, but I think if you kind of if you can think about indulgence in a different way, so you know, there is some kind of really indulgent foods and things that you can have, but actually it's about having stuff that you enjoy. And that doesn't always have to be rubbish either. You know, it can be. But, and plus, I mean, another option as well, it's just jumping in my head, but what you can always do is you can kind of upgrade some of those indulgences, or some of those things on your indulgences. So if you've kind of, you know, if you love, you know, lots of chocolate, you know, kind of get the best quality chocolate you can get organic, you know, you know, if you like dark chocolate, get dark chocolate and have some of that. So you're getting, you know, so you're kind of getting some really good quality. You know, if you really like something like, I really love cheese scones, but I wouldn't have them just bought from a shop. I would make them myself. Or I'd get my mum to make them, actually. I would make them myself. I'd get my mum to make them. You know, so kind of like thinking about things, you know, how some things can be maybe upgraded so you can get the best quality, you know, the best version of them. And then at least you're kind of having something that is like a true indulgence rather than, you know, like cheese straws from like a, you know, cardboard box kind of thing, or you know, whatever, you know.
That have been on the shelf for about 5 months. No, I think that is true. It's that whole idea of, I think when your focus, because I suppose when you have a focus on binge eating, then it's that sort of like urgency, I have to eat it now because I'm never going to eat, in a subconscious way of, oh, I need to eat all this chocolate now because, you know, tomorrow or in a week's time, I'm going to be never going to eat it again. Mm-hmm. Whereas actually, if all food is sort of accessible to you in terms of your approach to food, of there's nothing forbidden unless, like, there's a great quote that I can't remember who it's by, but it's something like, I'm talking about food, something like, no food is forbidden unless your body tells you so. So for my husband, peanuts are forbidden because his body goes into anaphylactic shock. So that is a very clear forbidden food for him. But I also know for me, I know that gluten is mostly in my diet, very, very rarely in, just because my body tells me, and it doesn't make me very happy at the end of the day. But for other people, it completely works totally fine with it. And it is that just tuning in and realizing that all food can nourish your life in different ways. And if it's, you know, a mince pie, that might not be scientifically the most nourishing thing to your, you know, whatever, your body, but for your soul and for your well-being and for that sense of celebration and doing it with your family and not feeling like the weird one who's munching on celery, because no one wants to do that on Christmas Day. And it's that just food, not making food an enemy, just making it something that we manage and can really nourish all aspects. You know, food is medicine and medicine is food in the holistic sense. And I know for me with my own, because I used to binge eat a lot, and it has just been that slowly, that slow unpicking. And like even recently, I realized I love coffee. Like I really love coffee and really nice coffee. I'm a bit of a coffee snob, but I love a good latte. And I just realized that I was not having some, like when we went out, because I was scared that my stomach sometimes reacts to coffee. But I just realized that wasn't doing me any good. It was making me feel deprived. And I was like, actually, I just need to go and enjoy this and be at peace with having it. And, I don't normally drink milk a lot because it affects my other health things. But actually, I needed to do that to nourish my soul and to feel and to not feel like a weird, healthy person. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, sometimes people are like, you go into a coffee shop, can I have a decaf soy, no blah, blah, blah. You know, you just want to be like, can I have a coffee in one sentence? And it's still learning that it is, but it's just realizing that all food is actually nourishes you in different ways, and it's just finding balance.
It goes back to that old thing, isn't it? Finding the balance for you, and I mean, it's kind of, I know for me, I mean, I think as well, what you start is when you do kind of clean up your diet, for want of a better word, you do kind of start to realise how foods affect you a bit more, and that is part of that mindfulness. And I know that I found just the other day, when we had the party for Finley, was, and I mean, it wasn't, you know, really, really bad food, not by a long shot, but it was things like, you know, homemade cheese scones with butter and crisps and, you know, cake and things. The next day, I felt like I was really hungover. You know, and it was just that kind of like rich food hangover.
And sugar. I get a bit of a sugar hangover. It sounds weird, but because I think you're right, your body
resets, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And actually, often with clients, I will And you'll probably be totally the same. People will say they've had a client that knew sugar was affecting them poorly in their sleep and their health conditions. And so they went off sugar and then they went on holiday and had some ice cream because they were in Cornwall and, you know, all that sort of stuff. But they came back and they were feeling a bit bad and doing the whole beating yourself up thing, which is, we all do it, but it's a waste of time. And but it was brilliant, actually. I was like, actually, you know, you did have those sugary things. And she said, but I felt so awful the next day. And I was like, that's actually a really positive thing because you did make a powerful choice to enjoy that. You know, you were like, I love ice cream. I'm in Cornwall. I'm going to have clotted cream ice cream. And but it's also that you're, once you experience the you know, that sugar hangover or whatever, you know, whatever it is, maybe it's caffeine or, you then, it doesn't, when you see that plate again, you might choose, you then choose.
I was going to say, it can go both ways, can't it?
Yeah.
You can kind of say to yourself, it's worth it, or you think, actually, no, that food isn't worth it anymore. And,
and both are great options. I'm a bit like that with coffee. I know sometimes coffee will upset my tummy, but sometimes I'm like, I know that, but it's worth it for for just my love of it, and it's a real treat. And it does, it makes, but I'm totally with you on a sugar hangover.
Yeah.
I think your body.
Yeah. I just felt, I felt like I'd been run over. It was awful.
Yeah.
But again, you know, I mean, it is kind of interesting to kind of just be able to observe that, I think, in yourself and everything. But I mean, I think in terms of as well kind of finding that balance, I mean, something I try and do actively over Christmas is if I'm having something to, you know, if I'm having like more indulgent foods, I just try and find the balance within the day. So I know for me it would be too, you know, I have like a really rich breakfast and then have like a massive, you know, meal, you know, during the day, and then like snacking all afternoon or something would be too much for me. So I try and find the balance and try and have something a bit healthier. If I can, I mean, it's hard on Christmas Day. I kind of try and have something a bit healthier for breakfast because I know that kind of, you know, Christmas dinner is going to be massive, and then there's going to be kind of snacks later on and things. But I think the other days as well, you know, can kind of run over. And this is an interesting one. Someone said to me about, you know, which days do you kind of allow yourself to have the indulgences on? Because for me, personally, December is one big party. You know, that's the way I feel about it. You know, I mean, December's like, and, you know, we've talked about the fucking attitude before, haven't we? It can be very tempting to do that over the whole of December. That's definitely something I've done. I think there's a balance to be found. I mean, you know, you can kind of think to yourself, well, you know, kind of, I mean, this is what my husband does. He's really, you know, why is it that men have got, like, hardly any issues with food? It's unbelievable sometimes, isn't it? But he kind of, like, he will not touch any of the Christmas food. You know, we all have the Christmas food, don't we? He won't touch any of the Christmas food until Christmas Eve. And then he'll stop straight away on New Year's. Actually, then again, sometimes he can make a box of chocolates last him until February, which I think is, like, weird. You know, but he's kind of quite good at that, whereas I'm a bit more, you know, I'll have a little bit of this that day and a little bit of that day, and then it's not kind of like, whereas he'll just eat crap for like the whole, I mean, bless him, he won't listen to this, so I can slag him off. Basically crap for like the whole, more or less, you know, for the whole, kind of from, you know, like Christmas to New Year kind of thing, whereas I think I try and find more of a balance across the whole month. But yeah, I mean, it's just like what we were saying, you know, I mean, it's kind of, you know, having the Christmas coffees in the shops and stuff, and, you know, maybe having a little bit of whipped cream some days on top of your latte, and, you know, just kind of having that kind of a bit more freedom over December. But I do think it's just about how you balance that within the day. And I think sometimes it's thinking about, well, you know, if you know that you're going out late and you're going to have like a big hot chocolate with cream on, you know, try and have something, you know, a bit more vegetable packed for lunch or something.
No, it's just that kind of awareness of what you're eat, like connecting what you eat up the whole day instead of, because sometimes we can put things in boxes. So you kind of be like, well, I was really, you know, that you don't realise actually you had a croissant for breakfast and then you've actually gone out for another coffee at 5 o'clock and you've also had a gingerbread latte and you had, you know, it's just connecting it through the day. And I think that whole making sure you're really picking your favourite things to indulge in. And I sometimes find for me, because that even having, starting the day off with something healthy really helps almost me just to get in the right mindset. So whether I'm on holiday or whether it's Christmas, that whole idea of, because it's almost like you then set the tone for the day. So if I have a really nice sort of like beetroot, carrot and ginger juice or something in the morning, then I remind myself and my body and my taste buds and everything of this is clean food that is doing me so much good. And I do enjoy it as well. It's not a trying to be healthy. I like having it and what it feels like in my body. And then I find the rest of the day, whereas I know on days when I've slept in, rushed up, grabbed a coffee or maybe not had breakfast and then you're starving by 11 mm-hmm. o'clock, grab whatever you can. Mm-hmm. It kind of just spirals for the rest of the day, whereas...
Yeah.
I think sometimes, even, like I have lemon and hot water in the morning, I sometimes feel like that just starts.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, and it's almost a bit of an unconscious reminder of I'm investing in my health today and I'm going to eat things that nourish me, whether that, and that might mean a green juice or that might mean a gingerbread latte. It is depending on your body and also what your aims are.
I think you've made a really good point there, because sometimes the way that you start the day kind of sets the tone for the rest of your day, doesn't it? And I think that can be even more important over December. You know, kind of to do that and to set the tone that way. So it can be quite useful to think about that, I think. Absolutely. Yeah. And I think what I was mentioning just briefly before was, you know, it's the time of year when sometimes you can kind of catch, you know, little colds and bugs and things like that. So I think, I think it's one of those things as well, kind of over Christmas. And I always do is just make sure I remember to take my supplements and things. Just to give myself, just to make sure that I'm doing that. And then, you know, throwing in the odd green smoothie. I mean, I'm not a massive, certainly not in recent months, I'm not a massive fan of like cold smoothies and things over the winter.
Yeah.
Because I don't think they're particularly, as much as that, you know, I love my green smoothies. I don't always think they kind of work that well in the winter months. But I think sometimes just having, you know, having even just a vegetable packet soup or something.
Yes.
I mean, that's often what I do as well over Christmas is I'll make, I'll get like an organic veg box. Then I try and make like a massive big pan of soup, and just to have that on kind of days as often as I can, because then you're kind of getting in some, you know, some really like really nourishing food. You know, I mean, you could even kind of make up some stock with the turkey bones or something, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Big pan of soup. But I think that's really a nice way of like, you know, nourishing yourself and you know, and keeping kind of colds and things at bay. And I find that can make a big difference. It has for me, definitely.
Yeah, no, I think it does, because you're right. I in years past, it has always been this time of year that I would get a cold or a flu or mm-hmm. something, and it's that starting to unwind and actually, I would do the same with always making sure I have supplements and then loads of. I'm a massive soup fan just because it's so convenient.
Yeah,
well.
Absolutely. Yeah,
like you put it in a pan, you leave it, you come back and you blend it, and it can do you for days.
Yeah,
and because I'm the same. I don't really do smoothies unless I can warm them slightly. Mm-hmm. This time of year, because I just doesn't feel. I think if you're in like 30 degree heat, then you probably would.
Yeah,
but it's kind of listening to what you and the vegetables. I feel like that are seasonal right now are not really smoothieable.
Yeah.
They're all sort of like beetroots. You could smoothie a beetroot, but it might be a bit weird. And it is. And soups, I definitely switch to soups.
Mm-hmm.
So we have actually given loads of really practical tips. So I was just going to say, let's give a practical tip each, but we've actually talked a bit about...
I think your indulge list is a really good takeaway one to think about.
Yeah.
Just even if you don't write it down, just to really think, you know, what are the things, you know, that I'm going to really indulge in this Christmas.
And
I know you shared yours, didn't you, the mince pies and the brandy butter and things. I'm trying to think of what mine would be, actually. I think mine would probably be garlic cream cheese.
Oh,
I really,
nice.
you know that, you know, like the one that's in like the wall?
Yes,
love that. That's always very Christmassy for me. And then marzipan, like Stollen or something, would be one of mine. I'm trying to think of what another one. Probably, I would probably say, although I don't usually go for like cold stuff in the winter, I'd probably say ice cream, because I have to admit, I love ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
I do love ice cream, so I probably will treat myself to some ice cream as well. But other than that, I think it's kind of, you know, it's things like crisps and things that I'm not too bothered about. I think it is just kind of finding that balance of things, and I'll be having lots of Brussels sprouts.
Yes, me too.
And squash and butternut squash and things like that. So yeah, that'd be lovely.
Yeah, no, I do love all of those. Yeah, I think that is a really useful thing to take away. It's just spending a little bit of time doing that, and we both talked briefly about keeping active and keeping in the routine as well.
Yeah,
and because I was we both, I think, find that really, really helpful. And even like this morning, I was meeting someone early, and I use YouTube loads for just really quick, short videos. Or if I'm staying at family's house, everywhere pretty much now has Wi-Fi. And I often do, even if it's like a 6-minute tummy or arm blaster, or just not necessarily, I don't ever really think about burning calories, or it's not that how, like, I need to work off my mince pie. That's not really the mentality I ever have. It's more of that sense of well-being and empowerment of, I'm not just this sloth sitting on the sofa. I'm strong, and I'm healthy, and I'm, you know, and the endorphins as well, always good around Christmas, and with the lack of light, you know. I think that is just finding your activity that you enjoy.
Yeah, oh, absolutely, yeah. And the baby's just waking up, so I'm hoping he's not going to cry too much.
He's just heard
we're
talking about good food.
He has, I know. Bless him. I know it's quite, next year you'll be eating at the table next year. In
2020, oh, he will?
What, you'll be eating sprouts and things, probably.
Yeah, I remember my nephew, he was born just before Christmas, and I went all wild for, like, you know, the little mini Christmas baby outfit.
Yeah.
I was like, there's at no other point in life will he let me dress, you know.
There's so many different things, and you could spend a fortune on things like that, couldn't you?
Yeah, you could. Yeah, I did. I wouldn't do that again. I know, it's true. But, so hopefully you will have gotten some really good tips and practical things, whether it's making your own indulgence list, keeping active in your routine, or just, I suppose we talked a lot about that awareness and connecting with food and figuring out what, you know, nourishes really cool. your body and your soul, and actually just keeping really, really well and healthy over the kind of festive series, season, as well as things like supplements and all that sort of stuff, and getting all those amazing seasonal
beetroots,
Brussels sprouts, butternut squash, sweet potatoes, all that sort of stuff.
Especially if you get, I mean, just kind of what I mind as well, if you get kind of carb cravings and things in the winter, I mean, this is just a general winter one, you know, those kind of vegetables are starchy kind of root vegetables for a reason, you know, those are seasonal for a reason, and they kind of suit your, you know, they are seasonal because it's our bodies at this time of year, so they're really good things to kind of to eat a lot of and everything, especially if you kind of get those cravings for more stodgy things. So I think it's kind of, you know, doing that, and I think as well just doing whatever you can. If you do find Christmas stressful, if you do have, you know, a family to kind of feed and Christmas, you know, presents to buy and everything, I think, you know, we can kind of sit here and say self-care is important, and I know it's easier said than done, but it really can make a difference, and you can't care about other people if you don't care about yourself. You know, and at the end of the day, you know, you deserve to enjoy Christmas as well. So I think it's about, you know, kind of prioritising and taking time out to de-stress yourself. You know, I mean, certainly I know in years to come and everything, I'm looking forward to having family over for Christmas dinner, but I'm quite scared at the same time at the idea of cooking, having the responsibility of cooking a huge meal. You know.
No, it's true. I'm doing that for the first time this year, having everyone round, and it's, I said I'd do the roast. So I was like, I was like, goodness, what me? You know, but and I can understand why. But I think that was really well put. You know, you look after people best when you look after yourself, and then you can really love people and serve them really well if you're actually in this happy place.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think that makes the world of difference. So hopefully that will have been some really good tips for the festive season. And both Laura and I, we both have our separate blogs. So Laura's is wholeheartedlyhealthy.com, and I am supernaturallyhealthy.org. And we both have great newsletters. I signed up for Laura's, and they're wonderful. And
Kelly's is fab. Because it was falling, for some reason it was falling in my spam, but I found it.
Okay.
So if you do sign up for either of our newsletters, because I think this happens a lot, check your spam folder because you're missing out a treat. And one thing as well, if I'm hoping, because my newsletter has been a little bit neglected, but I'll be having bringing out for all of my new newsletter subscribers a Christmas recipe ebook.
Brilliant.
Coming out. So I had that last year, so I'm going to update that one with some new recipes, and that should be hopefully going out in December if you signed up for that. So yes. So we'll get signed up to both of our newsletters. So yes, and we hope that, you know, we have a great Christmas and everything.
Yeah. I know, it's going to be fun.
I know, it really is. It's quite amazing. And then 2015, bring it on.
Yeah, we're going to be back with the vengeance.
We are.
Brilliant.
big style in January, definitely.
Yeah, I know, it's true. Our favourite health coach's favourite time of year.
Yes, it is, I know, busiest time of the year. I know, this is like when I was thinking about December, kind of like de-stressing and kind of getting yourself revved up. It really is, it's that for us, isn't it? It's like, oh.
Yeah, it's kind of like, oh, I know that. I'm really excited for 2015 though. Yeah. I think you just get good vibes about years, and it's gonna be a good one.
Yeah, absolutely, definitely. So yes, so have a wonderful Christmas, everyone, and enjoy December. You know, it's a time to be enjoyed, and we will chat again. More happy health chat in 2015. So see you later. Bye.
Bye.